Photoshop, lips, lawnmower, Mike Tyson. It's Week Girl!
Hi, Dan.
Hello, Joe.
We're here. Episode 46 of Is We Dumb? I guess we'll just, we'll do an apology out the gate.
Oh, okay.
Because we didn't know what the fuck happened. Huh? But last week, the video version of our show didn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't know what happened.
We're sorry.
If it happens again, then I guess we have to break something. But as of right now,
don't happen again.
We don't think it's going to happen again.
That's right. That's right. I forgot all about that. I forgot we had to make like the weird technical difficulties. Yeah, it was just like...
We have no idea.
Corrupted somehow.
Yeah, and ran a bunch of tests between when that happened and recording the show, and all of them were fine. So...
Oh, tech.
Go fuck yourself.
Can you imagine if they did that, like, for... I mean, I know it's different just with the amount of content we're putting out and smaller staff. But I was just thinking, like, you tune in for your favorite TV show.
Uh-huh.
And and it's just, like, a static screen. You're like, hey, we lost the video for this episode of Handmaid's Tale. Anyway. We still get the audio.
I go listen on your favorite podcast player. Thank you so much.
I picture like a really quiet show. Too. Like we just, Lindsay and I just watched the A Quiet Place too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like if you show up to the movie theater and it's just like, sorry, we lost the video right before the movie's supposed to come out. And especially that movie has long stretches of no dialogue, and you just hear like crunching, like quiet crunching.
A leaf.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are.
No music, no... Oh, man, I wonder...
I mean, it's the leaf... It's probably outside, but it could be inside.
Could be inside. I mean,
I don't know. Maybe it's a leafy kitchen.
There could be an alien thing looking at them right now. I don't know. I guess they're being pretty quiet, or maybe they're just being quiet until they don't get one looking at them.
That's going to be the next thing. Movies on podcasts. Where you're like, oh, man, that didn't translate very well. And A Quiet Place 2 will be the one that kicks off the next season. And I think we had a bunch of fun.
Yeah.
Our recording schedule does not allow us to know how much fun we did have at the... Is We Dumb live event, but I'm going to assume...
I'm assuming we had a great time.
That we had a great time, because we had a lot of fun stuff. I guess right now, we do have a lot of fun stuff planned.
Yeah, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of fun surprises.
Yeah, and this might be the last time that we record in a studio that doesn't smell like stinky-ass fish.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a bunch of bodies are hidden, and they're dead, and they've been dead for years, and they're just under the carpet.
Yay!
I'm gonna go ahead and guess and say that I threw up a bunch on the live episode.
I bet. I bet I threw up, too, outside of the studio.
I bet. I don't know about you, Zach, but... I'm usually pretty good until I start seeing somebody else start to do the... And then I'm like, oh, fuck. And then my body's like, let's do it together.
Let's all throw up together.
I kind of feel like throwing up now.
I want that weird primal instinct.
Yeah, where does that come from? That empathetic...
I'm guessing you're all eating the same thing. Like if you yawn and then everyone else yawns because they're trying to wake up. Then I'm guessing it's just like, oh, you're going to throw up because you ate something bad? Well, I probably ate something with you. Let's all throw up together.
Yeah.
It must be just a weird instinct.
I have that with just when people get sad, like when people like tear up and then like I can be totally fine. But then if people around me start like, you know, like getting like really emotional, I'm like, oh, man, now I feel really emotional.
Now I'm sad.
Now I'm sad, too.
What'd you do?
Why?
We do have some new merch, badmagicmerch.com or iswedumb.com. Well, let me say it was nice of the record breaking 27 million dummies to come out and see the live show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was
27
crazy.
Million.
Yeah, 27 million. Mm-hmm. It shattered all the records of everyone who's ever done it.
Yeah, shattered records of all the records have been replaced by us. Like, if you look, like any record, if you look like, you know, longest jump for a slam dunk.
Right. Is We Dumb.
Yep, Is We Dumb.
Joe and Dan.
Yep.
High five.
Most home runs, career, baseball, Joe and Dan.
Most live studio audience, 27 million, Joe and Dan. Anyway, back to some merch pitching.
Yeah.
Badmagicmerch.com or iswedumb.com. We have some Is We Dumb joggers, which I didn't know we needed.
Mm.
Glad we have them. Zach, you can bring it up on the screen. We have a picture for the ones that are watching the video. But there's some sweet sweats, some joggers.
Oh, my God.
And it's got, you know, Stoopy.
Stoopy, yep.
Stoopy in the question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Little logo on the pocket.
That's awesome. That's good.
Yeah, nice.
I haven't seen those.
Like a minimalist design. Looks good.
That
nice and clean, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That just reminded me... when I was going to grab a coffee right before the show, just going down Sherman here on Coeur d'Alene, that style of sweats where it's a little bit tapered, which is like the style now, I saw this guy, he had to have been every bit of 70, 75, and, you know, kind of like a rough 70, 75. There's a little kind of rough motel near here where it's like, you know, people that have just gotten released from someplace, kind of stay in for a while until they move on. And he was wearing a Wu-Tang hoodie and then camo tapered sweatpants, and then like crazy, like long cult leader hair with like this big bushy frizzy beard. And it was just such an odd look to see like this guy who like he was dressed like I've never seen anybody dress like him over the age of like 40.
Yeah.
You know, and, sure. And usually more like teenager.
Whenever I see people like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to walk up and be like, "Oh my god, it seems like you're just begging for a conversation." Like, they clearly want everyone to stay away from them. Right, and you're right. Like, "Wow, you look friendly. What do you want to talk about, Mister Serial Killer looking motherfucker?"
Yes, yes, he did have like a low rent kind of Manson vibe.
A low budget serial killer.
Yeah, I just pictured him with like the Wu-Tang, like the cool like sweats and the Wu-Tang hoodie, just like walking up to like a bunch of kids playing basketball and be like, "Hey man, can I get in this game?
Hello fellow children.
Hello fellow teens." Right. And like, "No, you're at least 75.
Wow, no, this game looks lit.
This game looks so lit. No, I'm not a boomer. Boomers are so irritating.
Boomers age. I don't believe in age. Age is a number.
Wu-Tang forever.
Wu-Tang, motherfucker. No.
Wu-Tang, motherfucker.
Someone come get their grandpa. Right? He's wandered out of the home again. He's out. And then before we move on to the very super most important starting question, we do have a nice gift here.
Yes, from Tiffany.
From Tiffany, Dummy Tiffany, mm-hmm. which is a hand-painted Is We Dumb stone. It. That is so nice.
It's very nice. She made one for all the shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very, 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 very sweet. We got Time Suck. We have Scared to Death. Oh, and then another one for Lindsay. Lindsay has her own special crystal.
Oh, wow. Fucking good for her.
Mm-hmm. She had an extra one.
Wow. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
How's she doing?
I guess it's nice to have a vagina. You know, you have a vagina, you get extra things. That's mm-hmm. what my mom taught me.
That's the motto of Earth.
Mm-hmm. You have a vagina, you get extra things.
Sure do. and things you don't want.
That's the downside.
Like, yeah. You get all the things.
You get attention.
Whether you want them or not.
Whether you want it or not.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm very excited for our starting question this week. And we're going to have a lot of fun with it. Zach.
The very super most important starting question.
This was sent in by Dummy Todd, and it's there's a lot here, but the picture it paints, it does make me laugh. We're going to have a good time with this. Would you rather every day Jigsaw from the Saw franchise makes you play a game that just slightly inconveniences you,
okay,
or Gilbert Godfrey narrates your entire life in real time?
Oof. I think...
Gilbert!
Okay.
Gilbert Godfrey! Shh! Do you think that if you were walking down the street and you saw a man who was wearing a Wu-Tang shirt, that you would have some thoughts about it?
Like, just like the most irritating voice of all time.
I love that he just pulled it off. Like,
that he had a career.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who? And then he got to do like voice acting shit.
Because I guess it is very distinct. Yeah, he was like a lucky fucking animal in some Disney movie.
And... Yeah, the fucking parrot in Aladdin.
That's right.
Which he sounds like a fucking parrot, so it's perfect. Like, when they're casting it, we're like, oh, we have a parrot. But who are we going to have as the, like, for the voice of the parrot? Oh, right. Gilbert Godfrey.
And
dog, because he's a fucking parrot.
And I've seen him at, like, Friars Club New York, like roasts, like, footage of that stuff, where it's not like it's for Comedy Central or anything, but somebody happened to record it, and he always seems to be talking like that. Because I always wanted it to be where if you could just catch him in a candid moment, he'd be like, hey, what's up, guys? Oh, my God. Sorry. do you have a throat lozenge? My throat's fucking killing me.
Keeping that up all day is terrible. But narrating your life, you know, going to the bathroom,
right?
You know, having sex, like first thing in the morning.
Ugh.
Daniel gets out of bed.
Right.
Just kill me, someone.
Dan wishes someone would kill him.
It's just weird shit.
He is very frustrated that he asked his wife for the right kind of cereal. And she wouldn't get it for him again because it's too much sugary.
Oh, like, oh, I all can't. The time.
All the time.
Okay, now back to the Jigsaw.
Yeah.
So he's the, you know, we have the little bike guy that rides out, you know, squeaks out and goes, I want to play a game.
I want to play a game.
Yeah. So I
do you want to play a game?
Right. And so it's just thing that like slightly inconvenience you. I'm guessing I take this a couple different ways. Either the games themselves are slight inconveniences.
Yeah.
Or it's just like you like misplaced your keys. Right?
Ah.
So your keys aren't there, and then you're like, oh, where's my keys? And you just hear,
right.
Squeak, squeak, squeak. And you're like, fuck. And you don't know when it's going to happen. I
want to play a game.
Like, what the fuck do you want? And then that game, what if that game's like one of the normal games? And every day, like, the tiny little thing, you run out of toilet paper, and you say, squeak, squeak, squeak. Not now.
Not now.
You know, play a game. And then, but it's a crazy one. He's like, your wife is upside down. the alligator pit. And you're like, oh, my fucking toilet paper jigsaw? God damn.
I feel like if it says slightly inconveniences you, you don't have to worry about dying or people around you dying.
Okay. So it's not just the thing that happened as a slight inconvenience. The games themselves
are a slight inconvenience.
So maybe they're both. It's a tiny, you know.
Yeah.
They're both tiny inconveniences. Maybe that's what it is. Right. Like your keys disappear, then the game is like, like super, like you have to drink one cup of water or two cups of water.
Yeah, I was picturing like the things just like slow you down a little bit, like okay. In the movies, like how you find yourself in a locked room.
Okay,
like you mentioned being in the bathroom.
Right.
Like what if you're there and then all of a sudden, yeah, you hear that squeak, 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 and then all of a sudden, like a camera pops up, like a little monitor in the corner, and you hear Jigsaw talking to you, like he's just outside the bathroom, like the door locks, and all of a sudden, like the toilet paper just like catches on fire, and then everything else's paper catches on fire, and now you have to wipe your ass
with your hand.
Right. You can't. That's how you unlock yourself out of the bathroom. You have to like wipe your ass, but you have nothing. It's not disgusting to wipe your ass with. Like, think, like just weird little games. You're like, God damn it.
I would just,
it's just gross.
I would use that puppet as fucking toilet paper. I just rub his face in my asshole. And then I'll open the bathroom.
Oh, if he was in the bathroom, yeah, with you.
Want to play? I know what this game is. Just walk over and stick his face in your butt. Zach, I want to play a game too, buddy. Yay! Just like, he's like, God damn it. Now you flip it again. It's like the clown in the corner.
Right.
Now you're flipping it on him.
Right? Yeah, you're just chasing down Jigsaw. He's like, I don't want to play any more games. Right. Time for another game, Jigsaw. I'm had it with games.
Come here. He's like, no.
Please let me go.
you lost your wallet and you're just kind of like sitting around. You don't know where it is. And as soon as you hear like that squeak, 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 you start running towards him. He's like, no. You know, beat the shit out of him. Right. He's like, no. Every time he shows up, you kick him down the hallway.
I'm just trying to get some WD-40.
I know it's annoying.
I know this week's annoying. I've been trying to find some oil to make it a little bit better. I was on my way to the garage when you accosted me. you're playing like Russian roulette with fucking Jigsaw. I said, no, please. This is very unnecessary.
No, this is my game. I want to play the game. I don't want to play your game. I want to play my game. So I do like the idea of that.
Yeah.
Of just Jigsaw. And I like showing up at work, showing up in your car. Right. It just happens every day and you don't know when. Like maybe you're going to bed, you're like, fuck, I can't find your phone. And he's just there and he just goes, want to play a game? That make me so mad. Even if it was like something small.
Yeah, you're just trying to find the remote.
You have to take the trash cans out or go get the mail. Fuck. Right now?
No.
So tired, Jigsaw.
You're just going to watch that show on the couch at the end of the evening and just like the remote's not working. What did I leave the remote? Would you like, God damn it. Okay.
What is it?
What the fucking game so I can watch my show?
Or he could flip some around. Yeah, that's the only way you're going to get your remote back. You have to play his dumb little game.
That's what I was thinking is that you have to play the game to get things that you need in life, but they're just annoying and of little consequence.
Like a flat tire.
Right. Like you throw the basketball, like Monroe's into basketball right now. I picture like throwing the basketball in the back of the truck, drive down to the basketball court, and then get out, and then they can't find the basketball, and then just... And then just like, and then like Monroe is also annoyed, like, what? Okay.
He's like, makes you run a mile. God damn it, dude.
Really? That's not even fucking clever.
You run 1 mile.
Well, you don't want to do it, do you? No, I don't.
Eat a healthy lunch.
Right. You have to finish the sandwich in less than 10 minutes before you get your basketball back.
Okay.
All right. Now
I have to bounce around on a full belly. Jigsaw, you're killing me, buddy. Right. But I think it's better than Dan went to play basketball. Oh,
for sure.
I picture people around you get to hear it too.
Oh, then that's a definite no. If everyone else is hearing Gilbert Gottfried narrate your life, no one wants to be around you.
I'd watch that movie.
That'd be a curse I would love to put on somebody else.
Yeah.
And how fucked up would that be is like, then you don't even get to control your thoughts. That is kidding. He's always thought you were a piece of shit. You're his least favorite family member. And you're just like, no, Uncle Bobby. No, this is cool. He's lying. He fucking hates you. He was joking just the other night. He can't believe you're still alive. You're so fat and stupid. No, God. Bobby, please, stop it. Please. No. Dan is sad.
All right, so I think we're both, just because...
God, that'd be a nightmare.
I mean, that's weird. It says a lot about Gilbert Gottfried's voice, though. Like, if you're willing to just have Jigsaw show up every day, make you do something stupid to get your thing back.
Right, because there's other voices, as annoying as it would be to have, like, your thoughts, shot out there. I've always thought Fiona Apple just has an incredibly, like, beautiful voice. Like, singing, but, like, speaking to it, just, like, sexy, sultry. Mm. If she was narrating my life, it might be worth it to infuriate people.
They give them the worst news ever.
Yeah.
Like, You know, it's just like a thought that's going through your head.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know how to tell you, but your wife fucked my brother.
Right.
And you're like, but it's her voice.
But it's her voice being like.
And you're like, oh, it sucks, but.
Dan does not tell you, but I can't do her voice, but it just, it'd be so, yeah, just pleasant.
I've been a bad,
you
might be like, bad girl. Does she have any other songs?
I followed her. Yeah, she has a new album recently. That one's so good. She doesn't have like, her first albums were all the big known hits.
Mm-hmm.
She's gotten more and more experimental as time has went on. I like it, but it is one of those things where it would be, you'd have to be really, really into experimental music to just jump into her recent albums if you weren't familiar with her and be like, oh yeah, that's great.
Dig.
They take work to kind of get used to. They're not as catchy, but I love them. I think she's so talented.
Yeah, I mean, I think I brought this up before on the show, but you know, I've way more than I ever should. I just wonder like, what the fuck's Michelle Branch doing?
Oh yeah, what is Michelle Branch doing?
I don't know what she. Fiona Apple, like, what's she doing?
Oh, I see.
It's just I know they're still doing stuff,
right?
But every now and again, I'm like, I don't know, and I can easily look it up and find out. I never do.
I've thought about that over the years. Like, what happens? Like, you get the big first album when it's like a big album, and then they kind of go down. I think it's because before that first album, there's all that, like, they want those radio hits. Like, they need money. They're like a starving artist. They're trying to like make all the money. And then they make shitloads of money with that first album. And then they're like, now I'm just going to pursue my passions.
Do exactly what I want to do.
Yep. And, and a lot of times I feel like what an artist, like a musical artist, wants to make music-wise and what fans most want to hear are not the same thing. They don't want to have those like radio-friendly hits. It's like too simple almost for them. Like if you look at a lot of their music, like it'll get more complex. Like, a lot of times they're much better artists. You're like, where the hell have they been for 15 years? Oh, they've been getting better and better at music, but it's not as accessible because they just don't fucking care. They don't have the incentive. They don't need a radio hit anymore.
I was trying to think. We brought up another band in the studio a couple months back. I almost want to say it was like the B-52s or something like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They still did, and they had like 40 albums by now. And I don't know if it was them. It was somebody like that.
Yeah.
And we're like, whoa.
Yep.
they just kept going.
That's like a crazy example of super prolific for so long. Van Morrison has put out a fucking insane amount of albums. But his hits are almost all from like the first three.
Uh-huh.
And that was like 1968, 1970, like in that range. He has never stopped cranking out albums. He's been making... after the hits, he's gonna make it for 50 fucking years.
he literally has 35 albums.
Right, and I bet the majority of people are like, is he still around? Oh yeah, he's never stopped.
That's gotta be a little discouraging when you're, I mean, but you have a you don't care.
He's so rich, I don't think he cares.
That's so funny.
And he still has fans that'll come out like the diehards, but it must be weird for him where he's like, come on, sing Brown Eyed Girl, Moondance. And those are literally like 43 albums back.
I forget how.
Yeah, he's like,
I forgot how to play.
I've written 240 fucking songs since then.
Just the epitome. Please. The epitome of when you're live and they say, all right, we're going to play one of our new ones. And the whole crowd just, boo! Don't! Jesus! Why? You know why we're here. That happens a lot in the rock world.
Yeah.
Where they had some banger.
Yeah.
Like, here's the one off our new album. Everyone's like, ugh. Please no.
Adam Duritz of the Counting Crows. I know a lot of people. I've gotten mocked for liking the Counting Crows.
I don't mind them at all.
I love them. I think they're great. And they're another one. I followed their career the whole time. They just had a little like four track mini kind of volume one, the way people are doing albums sometimes now, just a few weeks ago. And he was doing some press for it, Adam Duritz. And he's so like candid. And I love that he just said, he goes, I can't believe people still come see us. Because he was talking about how they don't like to do the old hits.
Yeah.
And he's like, we just do the new songs. And he goes, and I know people don't want to hear them. He was very forthcoming about like, yeah, they want to hear the stuff off the first, but that's not what we want to do. And we just can't believe we're still getting away with selling tickets. I was like, good for you.
Dicks.
Hey, I've got a Michelle Branch update for you from Logan.
Oh, what's Michelle doing?
She is going to be in Idaho Falls September 15th.
Oh, guess what?
There you go.
She's rock still and doing roll. It.
Doing her thing.
Michelle.
I never got into Michelle Branch like I did Fiona Apple at all. So I don't actually know. I know the name, but I can't remember a single song she sang.
Oh,
I have no idea what Michelle Branch did.
Let's transfer to the next segment, and then I will look up a song while we're setting up kind of the Is We Dumb.
Okay, perfect.
And thanks again to Todd for that Would You Rather. I'm not sure if I said that or not.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fuck it. Zach, do it. Okay, so let's do Is We Dumb.
You look
making my way downtown.
No, that's Vanessa Carlson.
That's what Logan said. That
Zach,
I was repeating Logan. What Logan told me.
Oh my god!
Screw you guys.
You find Michelle Branch, and I'll set up my dumb thing.
Everywhere to me.
I don't know it.
All right,
I don't think I ever really got into Michelle Branch.
Okay, I'll do it.
I like your Gilbert Godfrey impression better.
Everywhere to me. Gilbert Godfrey's karaoke. The worst TV show concert of all time.
Greatest hits. If he made an album and sold it for charity.
Oh my God.
I'm just singing shit.
You know what? It would be funny.
Making my way downtown. I'm homebound.
I would love to see that if, oh my God, what's the guy? Oh shit. The guy that did the Jazz Daredevil.
John H. Benjamin?
H. John Benjamin.
Oh, okay.
Yes, H. John Benjamin did that ridiculous. We talked about one of the first episodes of Is We Dumb about how it was like good jazz musicians and then him not knowing how to play piano, just jumping in.
Yeah.
That would be so fun if Gilbert Gottfried get like a great set of studio musicians. So the actual music is fucking killer.
Right.
And it's him doing the vocals of like hit songs and then just put that on in the background of a party and see how long it takes people to be like, what the fuck are we listening to?
Or he just takes a couple lines every now and again of a track. Like he just got the second verse.
Sneaks it in
and sings some of the greatest hits.
It's still rock and roll to me.
Right.
We don't need no education. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. Respect.
Just like fucking turn that off.
Here's this.
Okay. Oh,
remember
yeah.
This one?
Yep, I do remember.
Okay, we've got to get to the chorus at least.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. And yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Didn't she marry somebody famous?
I don't know. I didn't know what she was doing until just then. I need to go to Idaho Falls.
Yeah.
Is what I just learned. What was that, September 25th?
15th.
Oh, 15th. Okay, fine.
Did you have a crush on Michelle Branch?
I don't know. I feel like I should.
Yeah.
A little cutie. All right, so let's do Is We Dumb. This story is amazing. Go ahead.
So my dumb thing is this was, in a lot of parts of the country right now, there's a hatching of gnats.
Yes.
It's a time of year where, you know, as we get into summer.
One of the best times of the year.
Yeah, like, I feel like more like the northern places, the more seasonal kind of areas of the country that isn't, you know, warm all the time, we get tons of gnats. Like, I know my buddy Chad Daniels posted something on Instagram a while back of, like, so many gnats outside his window. And we have the same thing. Like, outside of our windows right now, it's just, like, this graveyard of so many gnat carcasses. They just, like, hatched by the thousands. And so we're hanging out in the house the other day. We don't have the AC turned on or anything yet. It's kind of like, you know, early in the season.
Right.
And so we just like, we'll open the front door, open the rear slider and get airflow through the house and just have that like cool the house down.
Right. Okay.
And it was like a Friday night, Saturday night. It was just Lindsay and I, or maybe it was a weeknight. It was a weeknight. And we were just working, doing it. And then at some point I decided to go downstairs and play. I wanted to play Call of Duty. I was like, I was done. My brain was fried. This is like 9:30 at night. And I remember seeing the doors and being like, oh, I wonder if I should close those. And I'm like, well, no, Lindsay likes the airflow. I should leave them. And I forgot all about the legions of gnats that have been coming out right after it gets dark, night after night. So then I go downstairs for an hour and I play Call of Duty. And then I come back up the stairs with Lindsay. When I'm done, she was down there working, just hung out. And we walked into, I've never had so many fucking bugs in my house, like not even close. And she was so mad, and rightfully so, because there was just like the little dining room light on and then the kitchen light on and just a thick cloud of, I'm not kidding, thousands of gnats were inside our house. And she's like, and moths.
Best day ever!
Like big mosquito eater looking bugs, like so many bugs. And then just like they'll kill each other or themselves on the lights and then die and fall on the table with this white breakfast table blanketed in like a furry sea of dead gnats. Like it happened so fast.
It's beautiful.
And I thought it was funny. She did not. I was like, oh, we should take a picture of this for social media. And she's like, not now. Not happy. And so, but it was kind of fun. I'd never thought of this for bugs. I went and got the vacuum. And I just like spent like 25 minutes just vacuuming up fucking hordes of bugs.
I just had the funniest vision.
I wish you would have taken a picture of it.
You definitely should have. Because that's so, for the gnats,
yeah.
The best day of their life. They only get like three of them.
Oh, yeah,
3
yeah.
days, and you mm-hmm. gave them the best life they could possibly have.
It's exciting.
Nice and warm and bouncing off a bulb.
Right?
Does it get any better for a gnat? No, it doesn't. Top two things.
Oh,
warmth, bright light. No, but I picture, because we have,
Yeah.
We get blessed with two seasons. We have gnats.
Yeah.
When we enter summer. Yeah. And then in the fall, we have the aphids.
Oh, yeah.
And they're worse versions of gnats.
They are.
I love them because it's just ridiculous.
There's so many.
They're bright, like blue. They're blue, white. And then they're everywhere.
Right.
So I just pictured a new invention where we walk around with vacuums on our backs. And
just vacuuming those?
Yeah, to your face, you have like vacuum tubes. So that when you can walk down the street, you know.
Right, and they're not constantly in your face.
It's just sucking bugs in. While you walk around town. Hey, guys. Like just zipping down, you know, right down Main Street.
With a
big old vacuum sucking aphids in.
It was pretty fun doing that vacuum thing. And then what was interesting too, I thought, is like maybe just because I felt bad, it was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
That there was no room to be like, oh, this is so gross. And like, I don't want to complain. So I so quickly acclimated just to being covered myself, like having myself covered with gnats. I went from being like, ugh, like that little feeling of like bugs crawling through your hair, to just like within 3 minutes being like, oh yeah, there's a fucking ton of bugs crawling through my hair. And that's just my life now. And I just don't care anymore. And I just like had bugs all over my body. I could hear them by my ears. They're fucking going in my mouth. And I'm just like, yeah, that's what my life is for the next half hour to an hour.
What a weird turn that would be though, if that's just who you became forever.
Just the guy who has like, bugs all over
I'm
his
bug.
Face.
Oh, fuck. I'm bug man.
You know, you can fucking beat them or you can just, you know, leave them alone and let them crawl over your face.
Like you love that they like plant eggs in your hair. Like that's yes.
If you can't beat them, just let them infest your head.
They're in your ears and shit. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can hear them.
What a gross human that is.
Ugh.
Mr. Bugman.
Just
Danny Bugman.
Just the most laid back.
That's like laid back Todd.
Just like, I mean, yeah, man, I mean, you're covered in bugs and stuff, but what do you do? That's life. You know, it's like Hakuna Matata. You know, there's just bugs and you can get mad about it or you can just like, you know, lean into it. You know, and I like the bugs. They're friendly. They don't bite. And they just, you know, eventually you get used to the feeling of them crawling all over your skin. And I can't remember when I haven't heard a buzz in my ears. I'm fine.
You might not love me, but I love you.
What? You might think I'm a gross bug guy, but I don't feel that way about you.
I mean, I never will. So it's weird that you feel that way about me.
I mean,
when all I'm giving out is positive vibes and bugs.
I mean, I guess I can kind of understand on some level how like you don't want to like open mouth kiss me and then have like all the bugs in my mouth like go into your mouth. But really, it's like if you could just, you know, kind of like step back and look at the grand scheme of things, I think you'd see that there's a lot of love here. And
you know, all these bugs. I mean, I bet you all these bugs love you too. Like we could try. Give me a hug.
I mean, you can be mad about it and you can be like full of hate in your heart, or you can just like be covered in bugs and just accept that that's just life. You know what I mean?
That's the way it's going now.
I love that guy. Actually, the thought of that guy where it's like nothing fucking gets him
eventually,
down.
Eventually, like you don't hate him. You're right. Like, I don't know. Yeah, he's fucking gross, but he loves me.
Yeah, he fucking stinks. He's covered in bugs.
I feel like a lot of relationships are like that. He's just like, yeah, what's going on with your husband? I know he's fucking disgusting, but he loves me. Like that's just the dynamic of probably a bunch of relationships. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't fucking stand him, but he loves me.
Yeah, he loves me, so what do you do?
What do you do? What am I going to do?
I don't feel like getting rid of him. It's hard work.
I got a guy that loves me. Yeah, he's covered in bugs. I pictured that that scene perfectly. I've done something similar where I forgot that I had not put a screen back on a window. And then opened it up and they all came through. And that I guess didn't think of it.
There's so many of them.
They don't stop.
I just couldn't believe. I was just laughing. I was just in awe of how many had gotten in such a short. Because I must have went down at the perfect time where it had just gotten dark and they hadn't come out of wherever the fuck they hide all day. And because there was like no bugs. And it literally just 1 hour, come back, the most bugs I've ever seen.
Little gnat ninjas.
Little gnat ninjas. Like, or just waiting. Just like hiding around the doorframe. Just like, oh, no, behind. Quiet. He's almost downstairs.
Getting skinny behind a blade of grass.
Right. Wait. Okay, now, go. Everybody's in there.
Yay! So happy.
So that was dumb. So that was dumb of me because I had just been complaining about them probably like the day before.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous that I just completely forgot that that was a thing when I had just been talking about it like one day earlier. That's very much me.
It is. And we have a pear tree in our backyard. Mm. And we stopped doing this, but I'm not kidding you, probably for 5 consecutive years, instead of just not bringing pears into our house, because that's how they get in,
right?
We would just be like, oh, well, you know, this one looks pretty clean. And you bring it in, and within half an hour, your fucking kitchen's covered in fruit flies. Oh. I guess they're just hanging out in the pear. I don't know.
Right.
Wherever they are, but they always find their way in.
I hate
now,
fruit
no
flies.
More pears. Yeah, they're out.
I fucking hate flies so much.
Why?
I hate it when you're in a coffee shop. This happened to me the other day. Went to a coffee shop. And then there was just one fly that wouldn't leave me alone. So I'm constantly like brushing it around. And then I'm getting like more irritated, more spastic with my brushing. And then I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, why me? what am I, just the fucking most disgusting person in this whole, like, I'm the closest to garbage of any of the humans in the store, and that's why you have to, like, swarm on me?
You,
like,
smell,
I get, like, offended.
It's a little more like shit.
Right, exactly.
Everyone else squeaky clean, you just tooted.
I do think, like, am I just literally, like, the shittiest person in this, I'm the closest to a pile of shit out of anybody in this coffee shop, and that's why you have to fucking single me out.
You ever picture flies with little funny personalities? You're like, whoop, boop.
Hey,
hey, hey, yo, almost got me. I do.
That's hilarious.
All right, let's move on to our next segment.
Okay. Hold on. I've got another very important Michelle Branch update.
Mm. All right, thank you.
So this is to answer your question. This is, again, Logan's deep research.
Who she married to?
She married, you knew it, Patrick Carney from the Black Keys in 2019.
That's right.
That's the guy.
Ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Okay. Logan is back on
the
par.
The drummer for the Black Keys.
With his Vanessa Carlson open. He saved himself with that.
Yeah.
With the who she
nice.
Married.
Nice.
He's back at zero. Because he's negative one. We're back at zero. Good job, Logan. Appreciate that. All right. Now let's move on.
Okay. Sorry, before we go into this, my Michelle Branch was Fifi Dobson.
Oh, okay. I remember
her. And she got, her story was sad, where she had her big album. It was like, maybe not as big as some of these other ones, but it had a couple, you know, like minor hits. Definitely got her like a lot of radio play. And maybe I had a crush on her. And then she got into this weird record label hell, like one of those horror stories where they made
the
next album.
Soul.
Yeah, they made the next album and then they wouldn't release it because they couldn't agree, and it became this prolonged legal fight that lasted for so many fucking years that by the time it was all said and done, then, like, you know, people had forgotten what she was up to. And it just completely destroyed her career. I'm like, but then I think she married somebody who was
the guitar player.
She's doing
fine.
Yeah, she's doing fine.
Okay.
But still, that would suck. That would
be terrible. That's the worst. I was trying to think of another example, but I can't think of her. I think
fucking
Kesha.
Record labels.
Kesha had that happen to her
with
her shitty manager.
Ugh.
And couldn't release anything for years because he was bad at all.
I think I have heard that. That's right. That's right. These behind the scenes people that just fuck things over.
No. That's why you got to look over that contract.
It becomes a nice tax write-off, too, I think, for the record companies.
Yeah.
That's what they do with that sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's so nice.
They're awesome.
I mean, at least someone's benefiting. Am I right? All right, so this first story was sent in by my Aunt Susie. I know that I've...
Are you serious?
She's so funny.
Okay.
And she just sends me amazing story after story after story almost every day.
Okay.
So I'm not playing favorites. She's just funnier than you are.
Okay, that's fine.
I put that out there. So this is absolutely ridiculous. Ohio man making bombs to pay off lawnmower debt dies in accidental blast. And I feel bad because he died. I don't feel bad because of what he was doing. Let me get into the story here.
Okay.
A 55-year-old man in Jefferson Township, Ohio, has died in unusual circumstances. The unnamed Ohio man was reportedly building bombs when an accidental blast led to him sustaining serious injuries, which he eventually died of after authorities responding to the blast transported him to a local hospital. The act of creating a bomb on your property is unsafe, it's unusual itself, but the reasoning is incredibly bizarre. So check this out. The authorities have begun investigating what happened, and a neighbor shed some light on the incident. They claim that the man had been intending to make and sell explosives to pay off his debt. Interestingly, the debt was built up by purchasing a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Which is so ridiculous. What a weird, you know what else he could have done to get some money? He could have mowed lawns. That's what he could have done to pay off his lawnmower debt. But it goes on to say, you know, when the Plymouth Township Fire Department released images of the incident on Facebook, it elicited some harsh responses. However, some have been concerned about where the bombs were, you know, going to be sent, which another thing I thought about when I was reading it, I was like, okay, one thing, sad, he blew himself up. How many did he sell before he blew himself up?
Right.
And apparently not very good at it. So the bombs he probably, you know, sent somewhere else, not well made.
Sorry, before we even go further, I was laughing because you and I have something in common where we both have made money like vocalizing things for a while.
Yeah.
And we both have trouble speaking.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just picturing the two of us as like a news anchor team. And just trying to give like the nightly news and just constantly like having to get like beeped and stuff because we're like, and a Hackensack man today was found with his... His larynx. What the fuck?
That's right, Dad. And interestingly, he was a good man.
Right.
You fuck it up and you just like change the words out. You're like,
right.
Good. He's good. He's doing good.
You see like the difference between like the teleprompter. They do some like behind the scenes video and it's just like in what we actually say. The teleprompter would be something like really like, you know, well thought out, like these big Scrabble words, like how it's, you know, normally is for like, I guess I'm like someone with a communications degree.
Sure.
And their anchor. And then it's just us being like, and he's he did a good job. And there's a baseball player hit a lot of guys balls hard today. Helped his team win. So that was good baseball news. Some cops arrested some bad guys. Stabbies and gunshots. You know what I mean? Too many of them.
Stabby wabbies and ouchy gunshots.
A middle-aged man got stabbed by a stabby guy today, and they arrested him. So that's pretty cool.
And the bad guy, like you said, is saying fugitive. Right. Or like any word that has more than one syllable, like you're scared of. Right. The bad guy got caught.
Bad guy got caught. Sport news. Balls got hit hard. Now, entertainment news. Music is good. And I heard some. On to you, Joe.
Interestingly, I heard some music too. So I was thinking about the line that this guy jumped.
Yeah.
poor bastard.
Right.
Like that his only talent was making bombs. That he had nothing else to fall back on. When he got a lawnmower, right. Which, unless it was the world's most expensive lawnmower, set him back like $300.
This paints such a sad picture of his life.
So sad.
We're like, yeah, it's just so weird on so many
Can
levels.
Can I paint? No. Can I play any instruments? No. Can I make bombs? Yeah. If you, Jed Talk, they just lost their keynote speaker for next week. There you go.
I just thought that's the thing that like pushed him into making bombs was like trying to pay back a lawnmower. And I feel like if you're making bombs to pay back lawnmower debt, you didn't get the lawnmower from like Home Depot. I mean, because you could just let them like, I don't know, take it back or like default on your payments or whatever. It's such a weird, but I feel like, I wonder if he got this from some other dude and that dude's going to be mad at him. There's a weird story with this lawnmower.
Right. And I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know why he decided.
To make bombs. Who's going
to send bombs to pay it off? You could have done anything.
How do you make it to 55 years old? Like, how did he live that long?
I don't know.
Will you make it through that many years of adulthood when your go-to for, like, debt cancellation is homemade bomb making?
His resume. Right. This guy's resume. He goes, he's like, he's trying to get a job anywhere. Just say, like, he shows up, I don't know. Let's just go with, like, a fast food restaurant. And he just lays it out. And it just says, like, what? So how old was he? So 1975 to present.
Bombs.
Like that's it. Works for myself, self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
Hard worker.
Right.
I rarely get in fights. You've done is make. That's all I can do. It's my passion.
Like the weirdest barterer. I'm just picturing this guy. He's like, you know, he gets like a quarter of a cow to put in the deep freeze. Gets all this like beef, and it, like everything in his life is based on bombs. And then like to pay off that quarter of a cow, he makes like 17 pipe bombs and like a small batch of plastic explosives. Like he just like that's how he works. You know, commerce in his life is just to make bombs.
The weirdest barter system goes in to get a loan from the bank. And just shows up with an armful of bombs.
Right.
Oh, he's here again. I need $10,000. It's a bag of bombs.
Right.
What can you give me?
Just walking into stores with a little like radio flyer, like red wagon full of bombs. How many bombs for the you know potato chips?
Yeah. How many bombs for these Doritos? None, sir. Please get the fuck out of here.
They have to put up signs at local stores. We don't take bombs.
No bombs.
Cash or check. No bombs, please.
EBT accepted. Bombs not.
Right. Cash, check, or credit. No bombs. And then they have to really like looking at you, Daryl, or like whatever his name was, specifically geared for you.
And this guy's covered in gnats. This same guy. I mean, maybe he loves you. Maybe he's Todd. Mm-hmm. He's Todd. He has a radio flyer of bombs. He's just covered in mats, but he's super nice. He's so hard to hate him.
I was picturing the bomb, the guy who like has the weird money thing, like stupid idea of like bombs to pay back a lawnmower debt. For some reason, made me think of our characters that I still think of from time to time about the guys who are on the run from the law,
doing the podcast,
and they're doing a podcast, and they're still calling in sponsorships,
exactly,
while forever on the run.
Just
if this guy had a podcast, he would have been that guy. Like he's that kind of decision maker.
Oh man, I love that idea so much. It does remind me, like if I owed you lunch,
right,
and then I just jumped to selling meth, like that was my step. But then you bring in the you know, the legalities of it.
Right.
And, you know, it comes into here and mm-hmm. you're like, okay, thank you for lunch. And then the next thing I know, you're fucking running for your life. Like, you turn into a hitman.
Like the weirdest Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Instead of just paying me mm-hmm. back for $10, you're like, oh man, I got to go kill somebody. Right. And then the next thing I know, we're doing our podcast on the run.
I was thinking of how does Breaking Bad start? Where Walter White needs to raise money. I think it's because he has cancer mm-hmm. in the very first episode,
He's a chem teacher.
And he didn't get into debt. He just wanted to like set his family up. Wasn't that how it worked out? I don't think he was in debt at the start of that show.
I don't think he was.
He just wanted to like set his family up for the future. Mm-hmm. But I'm just picturing that whole series, but the pilot episode is he bought a lawnmower with money he didn't have. And that's how he finds Jesse. And he just goes deep and ends up with the fucking cartels and everything, all because he was trying to pay back like a $200 lawnmower.
And it's still that best show ever.
Best show
but
ever.
Just how it started as a fucking lawnmower thing. That's pretty funny.
Right.
That is pretty funny. I do like that setup. But I cannot stop thinking about
the guy
that was on the run.
Yeah.
Like he's, you know, he's out there and he's like, oh, it's you. Hey, Joe. Okay. No, I'm checking in. We'll get to One Star Heroes here in just a second. But you know, out here, the light can be really bright. And I'd like to, thank our good friends at Felix Gray for giving the blue protective shield lights. So whenever I do get to a computer cafe, I know my eyes are protected. Anyway, today we're going to review Frisbees.
I was combining the two where the guy with the bombs, it's like that he was a podcaster and he somehow got in like legal trouble. He didn't die, but he like got in trouble for having a bunch of bombs. Like that's what sent him on the run. And so he calls in to kind of like apologize about the bombs mm-hmm. and then also reference some sponsors. Just like, first off, I just want to say it to my family. Again, I'm so sorry about the bombs. I couldn't have known they were going to kill a couple of people. It was an accident. I should have never made them in the garage. And I just want to say a big shout out to Walgreens. Happy having them as a sponsor. They have the best salves, bandages. I'm still dealing with a lot of third degree burns.
Wire clippers. They got the best wire trimmers in the biz. Thanks to Lowe's. I'm able to get all the supplies I need to make more bombs so I can get the fuck out of here.
You hear the chopper in the background now? I gotta go. The chopper's are getting close.
hey, Joe. I'm really sorry about what happened. My feet are really sore. Reebok has a great deal right now. And they're going to help me get over here to my to Jeff Sturgis. He's the plastic surgeon that I'm going to talk to. And he wants to sponsor the show as well. He's like, you just trying to get the fuck out of the country? Yes. Yeah, I love you.
I just want to say a lot of people are probably, you know, pretty familiar with my story where when I burned my house down and I with the bombs, I burned up all my clothing. And I just want a big shout out to Banana Republic for just, they're having a 35% off sale right now. And if you need extra clothes like you, myself, when you've blown up all your clothes, there's no better time than now to really get some, like, they have khakis, polo shirts.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Chopper's coming.
It's a Weasley chopper noise that rounds it out.
Chopper or dogs?
Oh, God, dogs are getting close.
I love, like, the next time you see him, it's just, he looks completely different. I'm the same dude. He's got hundreds of thousands of dollars in, like, plastic surgery done, huge sunglasses that cover half his face.
He's got a Wu-Tang hoodie and camo sweatpants.
Camo tapered sweatpants.
He's that guy.
That's him.
That's him.
Fuck.
He's the guy in the run.
That's why he doesn't want to talk to anybody. All right, let's move on to our next story here.
Okay.
This one I found just all on my own while running around the websites. It does remind me of a story that I have, and we'll see if you have one as well.
Okay.
But a city has to pay $350,000 after suing hackers for opening a Dropbox link that they sent to them.
So
you get it here. The city of Fullerton, California has agreed to pay $350,000 to settle a lawsuit brought against two bloggers that accused of hacking the city's Dropbox account. So Joshua Ferguson and David Curley frequently made public record requests in the course of covering city government for a local blog, mm-hmm. Friends for Fullerton's Future. Now, the city used Dropbox to fulfill large file requests in response to a June 6, 2019 request for records related to police misconduct. Ferguson and Curley were sent a link to a Dropbox folder containing a password-protected zip file.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they also did, the city employee sent them a link to a more general Outbox shared folder that contained potential records request documents that had not yet been reviewed by the city attorney. The folder wasn't password-protected or access-restricted at the time. There were 19 zip files in the Outbox, 5 of which were not password protected. So this city,
yeah, they sent it.
They emailed the link to these dudes,
right.
And then were pissed that they opened it and read what was in it and tried to sue them for hacking into the system.
So the city tried to sue these guys.
Yep.
That doesn't go through. And now these guys are suing the city.
Right.
And they got a $350,000 settlement.
Yeah. It was
good for them.
Yeah, it says down here the final a paragraph of this article, the city of Fullerton faced increasingly long odds of winning the lawsuit, and last week the city council voted 3-2 to settle the suit. Under the terms of the settlement, the city will pay the defendants $230,000 in attorney costs and then $60,000 each in damages. The city will also post a public apology on its website.
And this guy's hit the jackpot. Those attorneys hit the jackpot.
Oh, my God. That's such a city thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to sue you.
Right.
I'm going to take you down. Like you
sent it.
You hacked into our system. No. You sent me the fucking link like directly to me, and then got mad that we opened it.
The dumbest interaction I had with the government was years ago in California, where like the year I moved to California, and they did this several times, and it's still outrageous, still makes me angry. They started requesting back years of taxes.
Oh, right.
But for years that I didn't live in California, they would want like their state income tax. And I remember one time getting, and then I had to be the one to get somebody on the phone. And I finally got somebody on the phone. I'm like, I didn't live here then. And I go, so what? I'm like, what are you guys fucking doing? And he's like, yeah, but you have to prove that. I'm like, why do I have to prove that you fucked up? You guys fucked up. You should have to prove that I didn't fuck up in this situation. That's not how it works. Uh-huh. And so like every time, and they did this numerous times, it would be the onus would be on me to like prove that their request was bullshit. But it just felt like otherwise I would get fined. And would have to pay it. But I'm like, what a weird thing. Like, as a government, you can be that sloppy. It's like, I'm trying to think of that in like the private sector.
Dude.
Where like, you get your truck fixed.
Right.
And then the place is like, all right, you owe us $15,000. Wait, what? No, I was supposed to be like $300. Well, you got to prove that it wasn't 15. On our side, it looks like you're supposed to pay us $15,000 instead of $300 now. And then you have to like dig up your emails and go back to them like, nope, you said you were going to fix this. And here's this phone record. Okay, I guess so. And then whenever they feel like it, they just send out another one. Hey, we still want that $15,000. No, we already resolved that. Not to our liking.
No, we don't have a record of it.
We don't have a record. We lost our records.
Okay, well, sorry. This reminds me of taxes in general.
Yeah.
How funny is that process? How they know how much you owe,
right?
Because they give you a check back or you owe them more. Just tell me how much I owe and I'll pay you. Like, why do I have to fill out all my fucking taxes,
right,
when you already know how much I'm supposed to be paying?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get my shit, you go, hey, you overpaid. Here's a check back. Or, hey, you didn't pay us enough. Why do I have to do anything in the first place?
Like, I understand why we have to have taxes.
I understand
like, all
taxes.
That stuff. Yeah, all that stuff. But in a lot of instances, like, there's no bigger, like, fucking gang or gangsters than the government.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys are no better than the fucking cartels, like, in some instances when they do this stuff. It's like, you just happen to have, like, the law on your side.
They're taking advantage of me. Because they know how good I am at math.
Right.
And they know that, like, they know how bad I'll fuck it up. And they'll be like, and they just hope I overpay. I'm like, man, we'll keep it. He's stupid.
You owe us 4 football fields.
Yeah, exactly. Four and a half football fields for all of 2020.
Oh, my God.
That sounds about right.
To this day, I haven't lived in California for 5 years now. And I still get like, they still do those requests. And we have to forward them to our accountants. Whether they just take shots. Hey, we want some money. Yeah, I don't live there anymore. Prove it. Right. Prove us wrong.
Yeah,
and then next year, hey, we want some money. I don't live there anymore. I fucking told you the last fucking 5 years. All right. Well, we don't remember. Prove it.
I've never wanted a salesman. Is how I hear him now. Hey, you might give us money.
Right. Well, you gotta prove it. I've never wanted a government to collapse more than I want the California state government to collapse. Like, if it absolutely just fucking completely collapsed, I'd be like, nah, good.
You'd get so many more requests though.
I know.
They'd be like, hey, we lost everything.
We need
to live here. Happened forever. Well,
that we need more money now.
like your water bill. Like, now they're asking for that. Hey, but do you still live here? No, I don't. Prove it.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
This does remind me of an email I sent back when I worked in Radioland.
Yeah.
It's a short story, but man, is it funny to me. So me and my old boss, mm-hmm. GA, we're good friends.
Yes.
We both have a very similar sense of humor.
Yeah.
And we would joke around, even in email, but more we work so close together just back in real life. So Godsmack had just released a new single.
Okay.
And the label rep sent it to Gary and I.
Yeah.
And so we're checking it out, and it's shit. Like, we're still going to play it, but it's just so cookie cutter terrible.
Okay.
That I responded in that email, and I was like, oh yeah, look at how hard they tried on this track. It's just like a total piece. I was like, this is garbage, but I'll put it in the system.
Yeah.
And then like 5 minutes later, the rep for Godsmack emailed back. I don't think I was supposed to be on this email.
Just so uncomfortable.
and my boss came over and goes, oh, he goes, you can't do that. He goes, I was like, I didn't mean to.
Yeek.
But luckily they're happy about it, but they knew how I felt about Godsmack.
That is the worst, when you send off the email to the wrong person, mm-hmm. or the wrong text. That's the one I worry about, like when you have multiple text chains going. I did one randomly that I still feel just a little bad about, but it was my birthday just, you know, the other month. And I got a bunch of birthday wishes. And I was, it was also a busy work day. I was working that day. We were recording a bunch of stuff. And it just happened to time out to be like a busier day. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to just forget on the text. So as the day was going on, I would just try and quickly be like, oh, thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, send some replies to people. And a text came in from somebody who happens to have the exact same name and same area code as a cousin of mine who had been through town recently and didn't say hi. And it's a cousin like, you know, like that I'm always like, he's really like shy. And I'm like, no, you're not bothering. He's always worried about bothering us. And we really like him. And it's like, I don't want to say his name because I don't want to say this fan's name. So what happened was the person, so I sent back this reply of thinking it was the one person being like, oh my God, man, you really got to come around more. It's like, you know, don't make yourself shy. Come to the studio, like, you know, whenever you can, whenever you're in town, let's grab lunch.
All the time. I love you forever.
Right. Like very over the top. And then
I miss you. I'll give you a big hug.
And then it happened to be a fan I'd give my number a couple years ago who does live in the area, who's like, oh yeah, I'm in the area all the time. We should definitely hang out. Can't wait. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Because it's not that I don't like this person. I do like this person.
100%.
But I don't have time to hang out with them all the time. So then I don't want to send a text back being like, oh no, I meant somebody else that I do want to hang out with. Like, there's no way to not make it sound like you're being a dick.
Yeah.
So I've just like not said anything since. But it's so uncomfortable when you send that to the wrong.
I know.
They might put the math together now that they've heard this episode.
I know. 100% I thought about that.
They will. We know who it is. And we like them.
We love this person.
Mm-hmm.
But just wasn't the person I thought I was communicating with. Yeah. And so the tone, it reminds me of like, okay, let's say you're like, it would be as if you like just started dating somebody. And then you send a text back to like your mom, but it comes across like, I love you. I just want you to know how much I love you. You mean everything to me. Like after you've been on like one nice date. Right. And it was just such a jump in tone of like, whoa, okay, I'm in.
right.
And then that person's like, yeah, let's get married. Right. You're like, oh,
whoa, shit.
Fuck. No, it's not that I don't like you, but just, we just really ramped it up a lot faster than I was thinking.
Nothing. Gold mine! okay, let's move on to the dumbest thing I was able to find this week.
Okay.
It's the apocalypse. All right, so apocalypse pending for this week was sent in by dummy Samuel. And it is so ridiculous. I don't have to read the whole article.
Okay.
You'll get the idea just by what we see here. But a Florida high school edited girls' yearbook photos to cover more of their chests.
Oh, my God.
Wait till you see what these guys did. It's not odd for there to be a little drama when high school yearbooks are released at the end of the year. But for Bart Ram Trail High School in St. Johns County, Florida, the drama has reached national attention. That's because 80 of the students' portraits were digitally edited, many of them clumsily, and boy were they, to add more clothing to chests and shoulders. All the students are female. None of them were consulted on it. So we're going to take a look at some pictures here.
God.
This is one where a little tiny bit of cleavage.
What?
And they just put an extra black bar across it. Right?
Yep.
And then
they kind of fucked her face up a little bit too.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first one is an actual photo and the other one was just snapped out of the yearbook.
Okay.
And again, we'll put the link. Look at this Photoshop.
Oh my God. So this girl, it's not like a gratuitous amount of cleavage. I mean, I guess that's subjective, but whatever. And then she's wearing a flannel and they just like pulled, they added flannel pattern and pulled over her chest into a shape of a shirt that no one has ever worn. They just make it look like an idiot.
I know. They just grabbed the pattern from another part of the shirt and then just trimmed it and resized it. It looks like it's a block of plaid. Just like thrown over the top of it.
You know what's weird about this to me? It's always annoys me. Is like in some attempt for them to like desexualize these kids, they have hypersexualized them.
Right.
Because like what you're saying is the what you don't like about this is that it's sexual. And that you can't fucking control your reactions to high school cleavage.
Exactly.
So you got it, like, it's dirty, it's shameful. And I had to look into this. This is a public school.
Yeah.
I would be fucking outraged if I was a parent here. What the fuck is wrong with our culture?
I have no idea.
Like titties are so offensive. And we've decided arbitrarily, subjectively, that you're not supposed to show, you know, nipples. Like, that's the line. Mm. Okay. Then at this school, it's like, I think it's just so weird for the school to weigh in about, like, you know, these weird dress code things. And I guess they're doing it because other people are going to be outraged the other way. Oh, I can't believe what she's wearing.
Women have boobs.
Yeah, women have fucking boobs.
End of story.
Right. If we could stop making such a big deal out of them. Like, what a weird thing in general.
It is.
How much worked up people get over titties, just in general. Whoa! Oh, my! What would happen if that girl's cleavage was shown? Just, you know, I'm surprised the photographer didn't start titty fucking her right in the studio.
Right.
It's unbelievable he could control himself.
The amount of things I can fit in there. It's weird things that they're suppressing.
Right. Like, what are you doing? It's like, that's,
man.
And then people say, like, what? Well, there's supposed to be, like, no rules? You let them, you know,
no.
Show up in a string bikini? I mean, you can have, like, moderate line. And they're all subjective. I'm so different that way where I'm like, okay, that'd be weird. But I'm like, if that's what that kid wanted to do, I don't give a fuck. Right. I just don't fucking care. If some weird dude wanted to mimic Borat and show up in his banana hammock and just, I would think like, all right, weird, but that's your fucking yearbook. Like, I don't
care. That's for everybody.
That's for everybody. I mean, you're going to regret that later. You know?
Learn a lesson
some,
here.
Some girl wanted to do a string bikini. I'm like, well, it's, you know, it's kind of awkward, I think, personally. Not my taste. But if that's how you want to, you know, see yourself in 30 years,
here you go.
Have at it. But like that live and let live, it's like, oh, people, they just got to control it. Oh, yeah. But the kids, they're going to, that's just weird. Because they weren't even gratuitous, cleavage shots.
No, it wasn't anything
God,
crazy.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, and it goes and on to show more and more.
It's misogynistic.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's so sexist, and it's so, just having a daughter just makes me so angry. It's, again, that message of like, those dirty titties. Your filthy
you should be
devil
ashamed.
Titties.
You should be ashamed of your titties.
You should be ashamed of those filthy devil titties.
Put away your sweater puppets.
How dare you have a little extra fat underneath your nipples than a man has. It's just a fucking lump of fat with a nipple on the end.
Devil Jesus titties. Christ. Like, I guess all that rant was in Gilbert Gottfried's voice
to me. Oh, my God.
All right, you want to move on?
We're insane.
I've actually got another Logan update real quick about Photoshop.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, can I just say that as the unofficial Photoshop expert, I would happily accept a challenge blindfolded to do better than those guys did.
Okay. I thought that was going to go in a very different direction.
I did too.
And listen, if you want me to edit out your titties.
It has been my dream job for years to do some Photoshop work with some high school titties. Right. I look at them a lot. I'm very familiar with high school titties. I know how much cleavage
I know. There's an acceptable amount of high school titties. And there's an illegal amount. I know
Trust
how to
me.
Do it.
Trust I've me. Talked to a lawyer. I know where the line is.
I've spent time behind bars.
I have a lot of photos on my phone. They are not pornography because I know where the line is.
Right. According to the jail library, there's a certain amount of high school titty cleavage you can see.
According to my uncle, who has spent time behind bars, he has showed me like how far you're not supposed to take it. And I spoke with the sheriff, and he said, weird, it fucking kind of creeps me out, but I can't arrest you. So to me,
I'm right there. I'm in the money spot. Send me some photos, everybody. This is my dream.
Listen, if you have a daughter in high school, and she has a cleavage photo, and you're like, how cool is this? Send it over to me. I'm going to give you my personal... Listen, this isn't the cell phone I give out to everybody. My wife doesn't know about it. Hey, just send it. Just text me.
You guys know what a burner phone is?
Okay.
That was great.
That's fine.
Ready for the next thing?
Yeah.
Zach!
I get no respect in real life. Always am upset, so I let them know I hate them on the internet. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like one of the four, you know, like the four words that always make the name of the show, just how ridiculous it would be if one of them just like a hyphenated, like high school titties.
I know. Like someone's keeping an account. On today's show, we have Gilbert Gottfried and high school titties. Like those are the two top words on the show.
I bet that would like flag us somehow, and we would just like based on that title get pulled off of Apple. Yeah. Oh my God.
Michelle Branch, high school titties, Gilbert Gottfried. I might be naming the show right
Saw.
Now. Saw. Exactly.
Michelle Branch, high school titties. What was the other one?
I don't know.
Gilbert Gottfried. Saw. Oh my God. Okay.
All right. So what are we doing for One Star Heroes?
So for One Star Heroes, okay, this was sent in by Dummy Cookie. She sent in today's one star. She had a really funny email.
I love the name Cookie. I know a couple of them in my life.
Yeah, I like it. It's, all a, great. It's a very fun name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's not, this is so random, but also Sunshine. If you've ever met somebody named Sunshine.
Nope.
I've met a few Sunshines, and they have always been like very happy and bubbly. I love it.
Something in the name.
Mm-hmm.
It's super depressed.
Put them on a good course.
Goddamn, super emo girl with the name. Just her name is Sunshine.
Sunshine is and so down.
The most goth you've ever seen. And you're like
so nihilistic,
which it also works because it's funny.
True, and it's funny, ironic.
What's your name? Sunshine.
Sunshine. Okay, so she sent this in because I've never seen this before on Amazon. They've integrated the product reviews for two completely different products into one thing. So this rating is bullshit. Okay. This is Smoker's Cleanse, Quit Smoking Aid, and Respiratory Support, made in USA, Lung Cleanse, Detox for Smokers. It's this pill. It looks terrible. It's like a 60 caplet bottle, $32.95. And it has, and you're like, holy shit, like it would jump out. And you'd buy this, I think, some people, because 8,969 ratings, and they are 5 stars, and actually heavily, it's 4.8 out of 5. So I would be led to believe, just a quick glance, which I will usually do on products if I'm trying to get something, I don't necessarily read a lot of the reviews. I'm like, oh, okay, it's been reviewed a lot, mm-hmm. has a good rating, it's something in the vein of what I want, I'll just grab it. Don't do that with this.
Okay.
Because a lot of the lower reviews seem to be for the actual pill, and randomly the high reviews are for a carpet, like a throw rug. And it's just so fucking confusing. So I don't know if they hijacked the carpet's like spot
okay.
in there and stole these ratings, or if it was Amazon's fault and they just got jumbled up. So we'll do a few five-star ratings and some 1 stars. And I just love, okay, you're thinking this is a smoker, anti-smoking tablet. And, yeah. Susan writes, the cats love it. And I'd be like, fucking what? What? The cats love this anti-smoking pill?
I don't know cats can smoke. I mean, like their little kitty claws. Looking out the window.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, meow.
So the review isn't that funny. Just more like the title. You know, I love to put the rugs out for winter. Just talks about cats liking them.
Meow, 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 meow.
So
meow.
Next one is just... Just, I thought it was a funny 5. Great carpet, but not for pets that are not housebroken. 5 stars. Yeah.
What?
What? And that one just made me think, what carpet is good for pets to piss and shit on? What a weird criteria. Yeah, this carpet's great.
The best carpet
but not
to piss
for
on
cats and dogs to shit on.
The lawn is the best carpet for your cats and dogs to shit on.
So, again, I just thought that was ridiculous.
That's so funny.
Okay, so now we get to an actual smoking review. Lynette Cleveland, 5 stars. It's worth trying. This stuff is great. If you haven't been trying to quit smoking, this product makes it possible. I recommend everyone. Okay. Now, that's the rare.
Okay.
Most of them are stuff like, buy it, your family will thank you. And you're like, oh, that's cool. My family wants me to stop smoking. Nope. 100% happy with our purchase. My wife researched and shopped around for this month for months before ordering this rug, and the whole family is happy with it. Our couches are very comfortable, but our boys choose to sit on the floor instead because this rug is so soft. I read some reviews that made me nervous about vacuuming, but we haven't had any issues with it. We have a Shark vacuum and keep the rollers on just at the highest carpet setting. It takes a little extra elbow grease, but it is fine and well worth it. And again, just so weird under a smoking pill. Uh-huh. Now we get to the 1 stars. All right. Now I think this is a pill again. Michael Chevalier writes, beware that this product can smell for some people. Oh, so the pill smells?
Stinky pill.
Stinky pill. Okay. Upon opening this product, I noticed a horrible smell. Since I'm going to be laying directly on this, on the pills, it's not going to work for me.
Ow, that's so uncomfortable.
Right. I'm sure all rugs may off-gas a bit. What? But this seems to be off-gassing more than I'm comfortable with. Try to save the original packaging so you can put it back without having to wrap it in other packaging plastic. And again, it just first, like, what? How does this fucking relate to pills? Another one that seems to relate to pills at first. 1 star, Athena. Toxic. Almost killed my dogs. Why are your dogs getting into your smoking pills?
Bark, 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 bark.
Beautiful and soft, but deadly rug. We put it in our family room, and a few days later, my 8-month-old bulldog started trembling and bleeding from her gums. What the fuck? I rushed her to the vet, and they said it appeared to be poison. The next day, my 2-year-old bulldog started having tremors. Over $1,000 in vet bills later, we learned it's the new rug. Did you? Or you just guess?
Yeah.
This product should not be sold on Amazon. And I love, like...
That's just a tiny bit about a rug. If you were there, you're like, oh my God. What am I putting in my body?
Right.
If you swig like more Mountain Dew and gas station burritos. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Zach.
I felt that.
I just like that this person actually thinks that they're intentionally – the vibe of this one felt like they think they're intentionally selling this poisonous rug. And there's like, I just don't think that Amazon should sell a rug that definitely kills dogs and quickly.
What a funny company that would be. Right. What's the worst?
What's the worst?
I fucking hate dogs.
Fucking hate dogs. How do we get close to them? Okay, we're gonna make a poison rug.
We're gonna make a poison rug. We're gonna sneak it on Amazon. We're gonna sneak it underneath a non-smoking pill.
I don't even know how you order this rug because you can't figure out where this rug is. Yeah,
it's vanished.
Another one, GRD Mama, one star. Am I being pranked? And I would think like, oh, they're probably mad because the reviews don't match up. This product is nowhere near what I expected. I'm hoping that this person like ordered a rug and then got the pills or vice versa.
Pills are the worst rug I've ever
had. The color is not what pictured. Then they don't have a rug. Okay. The rug appears dingy, has an awful smell, all wrong. Please find a way to sanction sellers, manufacturers, and others where it applies. Blah, blah, blah. Next one star. Signature required. Driver would not leave. CJ. Require signature. Are you kidding me? $18. Driver would not leave. Customers should be informed before purchase. I picture that person ordering carpet, like the rug, and they show up like, you're going to have to sign for this. For a fucking rug? Nah, I'm sorry. Sorry. This is adult. This is
no
adult
can
product.
Do.
No can do. Can't leave. Can't leave until you sign for this carpet.
In that situation, right. It just keeps going. This guy, he's standing, like, peeking out his living room window, and the driver's just sitting there waving. Right. Not going anywhere, buddy.
Not going anywhere, buddy.
Like a little megaphone outside
of his car. I'm
not
dropping pills off until you.
Can't leave until you sign for it, bud. Rules are rules.
Just give me my carpet! Nope. No. Oh, is that what you call it?
Gotta sign for it.
God.
Next day, he wakes up. He's right there, like still there, like looking in the kitchen window. Gonna sign it?
Gonna sign it.
Can't go home. My family misses me.
What kind of world? We gotta sign for rugs. Another one, Clifton Carter. This is just such a confusing comment section. One star, wrong item received. Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Wrong item received, package refused. I just love somebody ordering pills and like, here's your carpet. What? Now I'm trying to quit smoking. Well, good luck with this carpet.
Lay down.
Lay down.
Lay down and die.
Lay down and stop smoking so much.
Well, yeah, take a break, bud.
Maybe if you're more comfortable and on a nicer carpet, you can smoke less.
Guess what? Guess who can't go to the store to get cigarettes? You, when you're laying down on this rug. Bye.
Why don't you huff some of this off-gassing and you'll be fine. You'll quit smoking right away.
I love the idea of a help you stop smoking, like really comfortable chair.
Right.
And it's just, like, what? How's it help? It's like, well, you just don't want to get up.
Yeah, you don't want to get up and light another cigarette.
You don't want to go take a smoke break. You're so comfortable.
This chair is proven to help quit smoking. It's proven to destroy families because you don't want to play with your kids anymore. It's proven to destroy careers because you won't go to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's proven to stop so many things. It stops ambition. It stops, you know, financial prosperity.
And then down below the, you know, help you quit smoking chair. Yeah. He goes, customers also bought Depends. So they don't have to, if they ever get up and go to the bathroom.
Just shit in that chair. Two more. Now, this one's a real review for the pills, and I just like the tone of this. I'll explain why I think it's funny. It says, one star, possibly bad for health, from Jason. Only gave a star because I had to. Product made my wife and my lungs and chest hurt bad. Pain started maybe second day taking them. Took the pills for 2 more days before putting issues together. Couldn't take deep breaths at all. It felt like my lungs were tied down and unable to extend fully. Stopped taking them. Took about a week for the pain to go away. Will never buy again. Didn't help in any way for cravings. The over-counter patch works so much better. These pills made me feel like I drank 3 energy drinks back to back. Nope, never again. What's funny to me about this is if a product almost fucking kills you, maybe go talk to a lawyer instead of being like, hey, I don't know if you should buy this. Like, what a weird reaction, just like the one star. It's like, and I would think that if they were talking to a lawyer, they would have referenced it in here. But if you get something and you and your wife almost fucking die, it almost stops breathing, my reaction wouldn't be like, all right, time to one star these sons of bitches.
Crack your knuckles?
Yeah, crack the knuckles. Should we get a lawyer? No. This will be way more effective.
I got one better.
I'll one-up you. I'll see your class action litigation and raise you an Amazon review.
Right.
Like, what?
Why can't we do both? Nope, we only need to do
one. Nope.
Only one here.
This will send the message.
It's like in the review, it's like, we had 3 heart attacks. So if you don't like heart attacks,
right,
maybe don't get these pills.
I would love it if it was a 2-star. But it was really comfortable.
but the rug they sent with it was really comfortable.
But the complimentary rug that appeared with it was very comfortable. Okay, last one. I like this is one of those all caps reviews. And this is the one that actually Cookie sent is like to lure
example.
Me into
okay.
Looking into this. Random Amazon customer, 1-star, disappointing when you have had it's just such a weird rug review. Disappointing when you've had the real one. Okay. The first time I ordered this rug, I ordered a 10 by 14 inch. It was beautiful and soft and plush. I literally neglected my bed for days sleeping on it.
Who the fuck?
Exactly. This is a maniac. Well, I realized days after ordering it that it was way too big for my living room area. I had to send it back and order a smaller one, 8x10. This is where I screwed up. I should have kept the one I had because they supposedly sent me the same rug just in a smaller size. However, so many exclamation points. This is not the same rug. This rug is way less beautiful, soft and plush. My hips and everything hurts when laying on it. You can literally feel the floor underneath. I read reviews about getting knockoff rugs and was happy when I got my first real one, paying nearly $100 to send it back and getting this fake, I don't even know. A Hudson rug is very disappointing. And then they randomly go non-caps for one word. And if it would have cost me so much to send it back, I totally would.
Five people helpful.
Yeah. And what is this dude doing at home?
Right, laying on it.
And I'm not trying to, you know, kink shame you.
Yeah.
If you're a dude out there or whatever, you like to just get dressed up in women's lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
That's this guy. Mm-hmm. And he's on this rug going, mm-hmm.
I'm sexy,
Ben. Oh, Benjamin, you've still got it.
Mm.
And then falls asleep on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's that level
kinda,
of like...
Kind of humping it as they fall asleep.
It's a little...
Oh, yeah, it feels so good.
Oh, this is... I can't even feel the floor. Just me and this carpet. Me and this rug.
I would love it if you took...
Sexy Benjamin.
If they took the review further. I about broke my dick off on this rug. I used to be able to fuck my old rug, and it felt great. Not even any rug burns. When I would lay down on my floor, as one does, and fuck my rug before passing out on said rug.
The idea of a rug that you show up to this dude's house and just a bunch of like holes in the rug. It's just, what's that from? What? That's why I fuck my rug.
Oh, you can kink shame me now?
Oh, you're kink shaming?
Oh, you don't fuck your rug. Hey, everybody, look at the big man doesn't fuck the rug. Right. Okay.
Look at this guy over here. It's a nice relationship with the human.
Ooh.
Fucking rug.
Oh, you like to lay in bed and jerk off. You don't lay on the floor and fuck your rug. Okay.
Okay, big guy doing big things. It's like, what? Well, because we're just going. We'll go.
Ooh.
Ooh. Fuck your rug.
So thank you, Cookie.
That was funny. Yeah, thanks, Cookie. That was great. The good side of the internet that I found this week is very good.
Okay.
And it's going to make you happy. Zach, play the fucking thing!
Sliver of Hope.
That's two. I've gotten two yells in at Zach today.
Nice.
I got to think about that one extra long.
I know.
That was nice. Thank you.
Good. Of course.
I'll do better.
People very upset. I don't yell at him anymore. I don't know. They want me to be meaner to him. I was like, listen, we're friends. And he's doing a great job. I'm like, I don't fucking care. Yell at him.
Yell at him.
Yell at him. Make it up. I don't care.
Right.
So our sliver of hope for this week. After finding a Christmas wish list tied to a balloon, this man drove hundreds of miles to make two little girls' dreams come true. Look at this.
What?
We could watch the movie, but we're not going to. So, twin sisters received a late Christmas gift from a stranger almost 650 miles away after he found a holiday wish list tied to a balloon. In December, Leticia Flores Gonzalez and her four-year-olds, Luna and Gianelli Gonzalez, tie their list to balloons and release them to the sky above their home in Liberal, Kansas. It was their way of, you know, reaching Santa Claus.
Aww.
It was important doing something special for my girls because of the hard year we had during the coronavirus pandemic. I wanted them to feel like 2020 was another year spent with mom making beautiful memories, Flores Gonzalez told CNN. So I was never with the purpose someone would find the balloon. I thought it would deflate and would just disappear somewhere in a nearby tree, as parents do.
Yeah.
But this one did not. This one, you know, made it all the way to Alvin Bamberg.
Mm.
He was deer hunting in Grand Cane, Louisiana, late December when he spotted one of the balloons tangled up in a tree.
This balloon's made it a long ways.
Yeah, it's like 650 miles.
Yeah.
I saw that balloon and God spoke to me, he said. You need to get this. And second of all, you need to get the trash out of the woods. Bamberg told CNA. When I got it, I noticed a folded up yellow piece of paper sealed with a red star. And it was a Christmas wish list from a girl named Luna. So it goes on to say these two... Luna had asked Santa to bring her candy, a Spider-Man ball, a Frozen doll, a puppy, and a My Little Pony toy.
Okay.
So anyway, they met up, and they became friends. They planned to meet up in the future.
They have like a great relationship and the family.
The family,
like getting together all over, you know, this guy deciding that he was going to fulfill and send over this little girl's wish list.
That's awesome.
And they FaceTimed with them and talked and then, they just got along really great.
Oh, so now that's so cool.
Meeting up for different reunions and stuff.
What an awesome way to meet.
Mm-hmm. And it does say that, it said, we had texted, talked, and FaceTimed before we ever met. And it was clear we had a connection, Bamberg said. When we met, it was just like meeting family. And then it goes on to say, I love the quote on this one. He goes, there's so much sadness in the world right now. The world is a freaking mess, he said. It's really hard not to spread kindness, and you can never underestimate the impact even just a smile will have on someone's day.
Aww.
So look at that
good guy. Good guy.
Alvin. Fuck yeah.
What a nice guy.
What a wonderful human. Want to move on and just look at some stuff? Wait, yeah. I think that was sent in. That was sent in by, that wasn't it. I think I missed Samuel was the one that sent in the altered yearbook photos. I want to make sure that I'm saying these names today.
Oh, okay.
All right. So to you from internet.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek together as a couple. To you from internet.
This was sent in by dummy K. Scotty.
Okay.
K. Scotty. And it's Lube Life, water-based personal lubricant. Oh, 275 gallon sex lube for men, women, and couples.
That's just so much.
Would you buy me one?
Sure. I'm jealous of whoever's getting this, to be honest.
That is a ton of lube.
You're fucking so much that you need 275 gallons. That's a lot.
This guy. The guy that just lays on his rug is also the guy that has 275 gallons of sex lube. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
Fuck your rug.
Yeah, you wouldn't need a lot of lube to fuck a rug. It's so dry.
Look at the pictures that it's photoshopped in with. This is one of my favorite parts about this. So here's a guy pushing it and like doing a CrossFit.
Right. Like you're going to use your lube to
here's,
work.
Here's some people skydiving with a Cuba lube. And then here you have a guy fishing with a Cuba lube just hanging out under the water.
Now... There's got to be some new – ridiculous. There's got to be some new way to just bot reviews.
Yeah.
Like to scam it because that product
– Well, they make other sizes.
Oh,
so I'm guessing it's more of like a marketing ploy.
Because how many reviews?
You can buy this – it has
– 88,000, right?
89,042. 89. And you can buy this brick of this Cuba lube for $9,696.
Okay. What's the smallest amount of that lube you can get?
Tiny little guy. Little eight ounce.
Oh, okay.
So got an 8 ounce, gotcha. 4 ounce,
so 12 that's our attention grabber.
And then a fucking 35,200 fluid ounces.
Has anyone, I mean, I guess if you were like a porn studio.
Yeah.
And you just want to have it like in the studio.
I just picture a dunk tank. Like you're just dropping into that little cube of lube.
Oh, whoop, my God.
Slippery boy. Yay. That'd be hard to get out. Whoop, whoop. Like trying to go up a fucking ladder that's covered in lube. Whoa. That's like a Home Alone stunt. It's some way to trick some burglars.
Yeah, like could you like now? I'm just trying to think like what if it's water based. I don't know what you would use that lube for in some kind of like I was thinking of like a water park and like one of the slides is lubed, but it's like you just have water.
You have to lube it up.
Why would you lube it up?
Like, and let's kill some people today. That's what you would do at a water park. If you're like, you know what? We haven't had anybody die on this slide in a while. Let's lube it up.
Yeah, this would be for like a terrible prank. If you got that much and just like on a hill, like at a stop sign at the bottom of the hill, you just put 750 gallons?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, just 750 gallons worth of lube.
275.
Oh, 275.
Still.
I up the ante. But like you just pour 275 gallons of lube at like the base of like this steep hill. Like San Francisco, like all the hills. Oh my God. Just to, I guess, fucking hurt people needlessly. Like I just don't know. Or like maybe some like grocery store, like just cover the aisles in so much lube. So when people are just going down there, I just literally can't think of uses for that much lube. Yeah.
Having that much sex, though. Good for you.
Oh, man.
So this next one, it was sent in by Dummy Sean, and it's just intriguing to me. Mm-hmm. And I think you will agree. It's on Reddit, and it's called Dick Lips. So this person goes into like porn things.
Okay.
And then edits out the dick, and then just the head of the dick is the bottom lip on the girls. Like, what the fuck's going on the internet?
What?
Look at this shit.
I think oh my God. I think you're gonna have to do some pixelating.
I don't think so. There's no dicks.
The balls.
What?
That one picture had the balls.
Well,
there's a lot of titties in there too, I think.
Look at that one.
Oh my God.
Were there titties in there?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see any titties. I was looking strictly at dick lips.
I think at that one. I think that weird scroll. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so if you want to check this out on your own.
That's so weird.
The link will be in the episode description.
Just who thought of that?
I have no idea. Like, who was watching it and be like, oh my God, looks like their actual lip. I'm going to edit out that dick.
Right, and I'm going to create a Twitter account for it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go on Reddit and share this with all my friends. So you can explore that on your own. And then, Zach, please make note in the where it needs to be censored so I don't do that and fuck up our YouTube channel.
You want me to write in dick lips?
Yes, please. Yeah, dick lips censor. So Joey doesn't forget. But right before you do that, can you play the next segment? Zach!
Okay. It's
Chuck Mail! All right, let's hear from some of our dummies who wrote in this week. And my God, the amount of you that have continued to send in about punching a cow is so ridiculous.
It's an epidemic.
Had no idea.
There's thousands of cow punchers out there. and that's just within our fan base. Mm. Apparently, it's just like a million, 2 million people, 3 million punch cows.
We're going to blink and it's going to be an Olympic sport.
Poor cow. I feel bad for cows.
I know.
Cows getting fucking jacked left and right.
Well, maybe they're, I mean, sometimes they're smashing you.
Maybe they deserve it.
As you're going to either here, it's either in this way. We'll get to it here. So our first piece of junk mail coming in from Dummy Adrian, who writes, "What up, dummies? Just listen to the vampire facial bit. And did you know there is one specifically for your lady bits? It's called the O shot, and I highly recommend it. Please tell your wives about it, and the thanks will be amazing and plentiful."
What?
So the O shot. I looked into it.
Yeah.
It stands for the orgasm shot. And basically what they do is they draw your blood, they put it into the fuselage, is that what it's called? And then it spins it, and then, they take out the plasma, and then they inject that back into your vagina area.
And what does it do? It just makes your vagina more...
Makes it more sensitive.
Reinvigorates?
Yeah.
So you have orgasms easier?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It doesn't hurt.
How did someone even figure that out? But okay, I don't know. All right, fine.
Yep, so that's it. Yeah. So it's a real thing, okay. And now I know that people are spinning their blood and... sticking needles in there, but juicies.
And I would just say, obviously, as a warning, check out the person. Make sure they're medically accredited. Don't go to some weird fucking shack where somebody has like their $20 pussy shot.
Yeah, don't go to wherever that one lady was doing vampire facials and gave everyone AIDS.
Be careful where you go to get that done.
Absolutely. But I just thought that was crazy.
Yeah, is there a dick equivalent? Probably not.
I wish. Fucking steroid dick thing.
I don't know how guys orgasm. I don't even know how.
I don't know how guys orgasm.
I don't even know how it works. Like what gets stimulated? I mean, just the whole penis. But where would you even put the blood? And I don't like the thought of getting a needle and putting blood in my dick.
Yeah, I think that's an erection though.
Well, yes, I like the blood coming from within my body
and then out, but not in.
But not in. I don't want to. I just don't want a needle in my dick.
I figured you were saying that. Yeah. But I just wanted to make sure that was clear. So our next piece of junk mail is coming in from Dummy Kelly, who writes, "Hey, you dummies, listen to how dumb I is. The one star hero about Brenda's Beaver book. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He gave me this epic nostalgia today. When I was in seventh grade at a private Catholic grade school, we had an art project to make a clay mold of our favorite animal. As the immature child I was, and mostly still am, I decided to choose a beaver. I had recently learned that beaver was another name for a lady ween, and I thought it was hilarious. How was I dumb? Well, I was not aware that this was a common term. I thought it was a classroom slang that only the hip kids would understand. So when our English teacher collaborated with the project and asked us to write a poem about our animal, I ran with it. I specifically remember mentioning the wetness of my beaver and taking it to get haircuts. And you bet the only food my beaver would eat was hot dogs. Needless to say, my mother got a phone call. She was actually more amused than angry. Disappointingly, mine was the only poem that didn't get hung in the hallway. Bullshit! Love you, weirdos. Thanks for existing. Kelly Burns."
Thank you, Kelly. My sister is one of those teachers now that, she works with junior high kids.
Okay.
And she loves it when they think they can sneak some slang past her. And then she calls them on it, specifically junior high boys.
Right.
Just because they think they're being so clever and saying something dirty. And then when they realize that she knows, they get so embarrassed.
Right. They're like, whoops.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Hey.
All right. We have one last piece of junk mail before we wrap up the show.
Okay.
This was sent in by a whole bunch of different dummies. And it goes off something we talked about with chess. We were saying we wish that chess was more... ramped up.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be aggressive,
right? Like you're beating the shit out of each other, or if you lose, the other dude gets to punch you in the face,
right?
Whenever they take one of your pieces,
is that a real thing?
What I didn't know is there's actually chess boxing. It's an actual fucking sport.
How does that work?
So they play chess, and then in between rounds, or they go and they play a game of chess, and then they get up and punch each other. Oh. So watch this. Oh, again, so, okay, this link will be in the episode description.
Making moves. And then they have to set their pieces down. And then they stand up. And now they're fighting each other.
And then afterwards, and then back into the game. Then,
oh, that's funny.
Isn't that crazy?
So they have rounds in between.
Yeah. And then once the time is up, how weird is that?
It's so weird.
After round six, you just suck at chess.
Yeah, right. That's the whole point. Like, you start making super dumb moves because you're so tired.
Right.
And so it's a game of being mentally there and aware even after getting punched in the face.
What a crazy, like, extra piece of strategy where you're trying to, like, maybe go for more of, like, a headshot because you want to ring their bell
right.
so that they don't make any good chess moves in between rounds.
You know what it made me think of?
What?
Someone who, like, has no idea how to play chess, but Mike Tyson.
Oh, my God, really good at boxing?
The first round is playing chess against Mike Tyson, and if you don't beat him by the time it's up, he's just going to kick the living shit out of you.
Oh my God, I love that thought.
Muhammad Ali. Like, he's like, doesn't know what he's doing. He's like moving some pieces, like sometimes.
Oh,
and if you do not checkmate him.
Like a 19-year-old Mike Tyson right. in this situation. And I think Mike Tyson actually, chess-wise, I wouldn't be surprised if he was very good at chess.
Yeah, I'm like, not saying. No, yeah, but just,
like,
yeah.
But I love just to imagine that, like, 19-year-old Tyson does know shit about chess. Never played a single game. They just told him the basic rules so he knows how to throw the pieces around. And then, like, he's facing some chess master. But, like, after the first round, any progress that guy makes is fucking annihilated, where he literally knocks him unconscious. They use smelling salts to get him back in the chair. And then he just moving, like, I don't know, this right? He's helping Tyson. He's like, no, move your guy there. No, I'll do this. No, move your guy there. Checkmate. He's like trying to help him win so fast.
Just so he doesn't.
Don't hurt me anymore.
Please, God, please don't.
For the fighting round, he just lays huddled up in the fetal position in the corner while Tyson just takes punches on him from above.
please let me go. You win. Forfeit.
Speaking of fights, this is so random. This will come out a little bit later, but I haven't seen it, but I was interested to hear that what Logan Paul survived, I think it was either 8 or 10 rounds against Floyd Mayweather in one of those weird exhibitions.
Oh, yeah. I think that there was, yeah. Okay.
I mean, they weren't going that hard. Yeah. Like, but I mean, I don't think anybody expected him to be able to even just keep his hands up for that many, because it's way harder than people think.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually held up well. They didn't even have winners.
Exactly.
It was like,
so it's
weird.
Like when
I know.
Mike Tyson fought, what's his face? What was that one?
They're doing those weird fights. Oh, yeah. No, he fought.
Fresh Prince?
Nope.
No, Tyson fought, oh my God, Roy Jones Jr. Oh,
okay.
And
that's right.
Same kind of deal.
It was like no punching to the head.
I mean, I don't want to see that sport go in that direction of these weird novelty things
just
don't showcase
grab.
Great athletic ability.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised. I thought he was going to get his fucking ass kicked.
I know. He has
surprised
me. I
kind of wanted him to, because he can be such an obnoxious ass.
Right. It reminds me, yeah, he needs to get rocked.
Right.
Really bad, and it'll probably be the best thing that's ever happened to him.
Right.
Because I have some...
Humble him as a person?
Yeah, I have some great friends that were, like, they were amazing fighters. They were always getting fights in high school and college.
Yeah.
And until they got their shit rocked,
yeah,
they were terrible.
Terrible people,
they were hard
yeah.
to be around. They
yep.
had way too much confidence.
Yep.
And as soon as you get your face punched in,
right.
you're like, ouch.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to do that all the time.
Right.
And you've gotten way less fights after that.
Yeah.
Because it hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, ready to wrap up show 46?
I am. I just want to say before you do the one of my credits. Yeah, go ahead. Are you going to hit the button?
Oh, yeah. I'll push.
I have one credit I wanted to read.
This one.
Anybody, you know, Logan, if you have any, like, if you have any high school daughters with, like, mm-hmm. cleavage kind of situations and you want to know where the line is, please email those to Logan. Just email pics of your daughter with, like, some kind of cleavage-related outfit so he can let you know if that's okay for a yearbook or not.
Right. He's with the best rating. He's the highest rated high school titty researcher in Northwest, at least, right?
As far
that's
as I
heard,
as far as I know, mm-hmm. that's what I understand. JK,
Logan is standing by.
Oh boy!
Oh boy!
I bet he is.
JK, don't send him illegal pictures.
It's hard to sit down with an erection that big, isn't it, Logie? Stand up. Oh, standing by.
Don't send those pictures.
No, please don't. Please do not. Thanks to Zach Flannery for producing and directing. Thanks to Zach Cohen for creating some of the custom music beds for the show. And again, thanks to Logan Keith for the got the new Is We Dumb joggers.
Yes.
Pick those thing up. They are really cool looking. You'll find a picture of them right now at badmagicmerch.com. And all of our threads and our shows are available at iswedumb.com as well. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Instagram at Is We Dumb. Got the private Facebook group Is We Dummies, moderated by Liz Hernandez and the All Seeing Eyes. And then all the shows that we do here at Bad Magic Productions, you can see them in video form, given that it doesn't fuck up, on our YouTube channel.
True.
And just search for Bad Magic Productions. And then if you want to send something into the show, thank you to everybody who does that. We get hundreds.
Except for pictures.
Except for do not fuck, I swear. I
swear, please don't.
Please do not.
Please don't. We'll have to erase immediately.
We have to have like a jackass warning now. It's like, please do not do the things that we do.
Please don't do the things that we ask for.
Please don't listen to us, and whatever we say, don't do it.
This is an anti-call to action.
Yes, exactly. This is a call to inaction.
Inaction call.
This is not a call to action. But if you want to send in something you'd like to see on the show, dumb@iswedumb.com, and then general questions, info@iswedumb.com, and then if your merch sucks dick, store@badmagicproductions.com. Don't email the other ones, I don't care.
Yeah,
go bug Logan about it. It's his fucking job. He did it. He fucked it up. I think I'm gonna get you to laugh this week.
Okay, I'm excited for it. I just want to give one more disclaimer. Don't do what I said earlier, because also Logan doesn't always get the emails that go to him for merch.
Yeah,
somebody else gets them.
Yeah,
and she doesn't want to see them. She doesn't want to see these pictures.
She probably quit. The fuck is happening?
Please don't crumble our business.
We're just getting started.
We're just getting started. Please don't make our customer service people quit because they're tired of probably illegal pictures.
Yeah, please do not.
If not illegal, just morally questionable.
Right. Yeah, even if they're all on the safe side, legally.
Still creepy.
Still don't do it.
please don't.
All right, Zach, let's wrap this thing up.
Hey, you want to hear a joke?
Wow, meet that joke.
Okay, you got to look here.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
This was sent in by Dummy Will. And do you remember that joke I posted about my spine? It was about a week back.
Trying to remember.
It was about a week back.
Okay. Wait, that was a joke. You tricked me. Nice. I was feeling bad because I didn't remember your joke.
I know.
Oh, what joke was it? Oh, okay. Oh,
week back.
Well played.
Fuck yeah, dude. Thanks, Will. Thank you, Will. I'll see you guys next week, huh?
Y'all are desperate!
Magic Productions.